Here at the NAFB Trade Talk session, I'm visiting with Novus International and getting to meet Monty Curley. And Monty, tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you're at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, I'm a professor at the University of Missouri, and the research focus I have is on beef cattle nutrition.
So getting back to Novus here, what is it that Novus is bringing to the beef market that's new and different as we look to the upcoming season?
Well, what we've had interest in our research for some time is developing supplements for cattle that are on either grazing pasture or fed hay. Stocker calves, developing heifers would be two applications. In our work, we've been interested in strategic supplementation. And what that means is we want to put the nutrients the animal needs with the forage it's consuming to maximize performance, either to increase average daily gain, enhance reproductive development, and do all that with less feed. So specific interest we've had in Novus is bypass methionine product they have. Methionine is an amino acid. It makes up protein. And on forage diets, that's the amino acid that's most limiting.
So how do these Novus products improve performance in calf weaning weights and calving intervals?
Well, when we use the methionine in supplements for stocker calves, we'll increase average daily gain. So if I'm a stocker producer and I can increase gain, then I'll have either more sell weight that I can sell then, or I'll be able to produce that weight with less feed. Both of those will, in essence, increase my bottom line.
I know that sustainability is very important and a key tenet of Novus's company and mission. How does that apply to beef production?
Well, I define sustainability as profitable. So one, it's important to be profitable, obviously, if we're going to stay in business. The other aspect of that is to increase efficiency. So if we can improve efficiency, reduce feed costs, that's good for the producer. If you think about a lot of the political arena interest in cap and trade, what we can do to reduce carbon. Anytime we improve efficiency, we're going to reduce the amount of inputs and obviously the amount of waste that's going to come out and come from a system. So there's a 50,000 foot view as well as a very specific view of what efficiency does and improving it on productivity.
So just getting back to the research for a moment, anything you might tell us about the results of the latest research you've been involved in?
Well, I think some of the more recent research we've had that would be of interest to cow-calf producers, when we've used the bypass protein and amino acids for developing heifers and in young cows, we'll see an improvement in reproductive development of the heifer. And also we've seen improvements in getting that two-year-old cow bred back. Both of those applications, that animal's trying to grow. So in that developing heifer, the faster we make it grow, the greater its gain is, the more physiologically mature it's going to be at breeding. On the two-year-old cow, she's lactating as well as still trying to grow. So if we give her some of this protein, what we've seen is an increase in her growth rate, a better chance then that she's going to breed back at that second time.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate that, Monty Curley with the University of Missouri in Columbia, telling us about what's new in the area of beef health and nutrition from Novus International. Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.